And which character would you like to speak to?
Spike.
Spike. Okay. Hi. I'm Spike. I've got a bit of a temper. The world makes me angry. I don't really like the world. I don't really like people. They're all full of fools. What makes you angry?
People who judge you for no reason.
People who judge you for no reason? Yes, that's a good reason to be angry. Has anybody judged you for no reason recently?
Well, actually, I suppose it's not even people for no reason. People who, just because you don't share their opinions, think that you're wrong. People who refuse to admit that there's more than one possible opinion, they make me angry.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know many of these people?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Tell me about them.
Well, they're quite conservative, funnily enough. So, and for example, there's one of my friends who's getting married quite soon, and she has this way of looking at the world as if anyone who isn't getting married and settling down, having babies and quitting their job to be stay-at-home mothers are just ridiculous, and she doesn't seem to understand them. And she makes me angry sometimes.
Yeah. No, that would make me angry.
Yeah.
People don't see it your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should make you angry. But they want you to see it their way.
Yes.
Well, and the world is, you know, most of the people in the world are idiots.
Yeah.
It's, tell me what else makes you angry. What other kind of people make you angry?
Small-minded people. People who make fun of special needs in particular. I have a particular rage about that, actually.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about those people. What makes you rage about those people?
Anybody who uses the word retard in general, it actually gets me a bit of a fiery, bubbly thing in my stomach when I hear it. Because it's complete ignorance. They don't actually realise what they're saying it and how hurtful that word is.
Yeah.
And how by using a word like that about just random people, they're actually making derogatory remarks about people with genuine special needs. And they're just playing down the fact that these people have real lives and don't deserve to be used as a mocking way of mocking other people. Yes, it makes me angry.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell me more to explore that.
All right. Well, I have a little brother who has special needs, which is probably why it's so personal. But there are a lot of people who know me very well, who have known me for a good few years and who know about my brother, will still talk about how they went out last night and did something stupid and say I felt so retarded. And they still don't get how angry that makes me and how it makes me want to throw things at them. Mm-hmm. So it's not even people who use it. People who know how much I hate it and continue to use it because it's complete. It's ignorance. They just keep forgetting the fact that, first of all, it shouldn't even be used in that way, but particularly the fact that it makes me so angry and yet they continue to use it.
Tell me about the rage.
Well, the annoying thing is I'm not very good at telling people when I'm angry about them, which is why I get so angry. So most of the anger just builds up inside of me and I get all, like I say, the stomach just starts churning and I get the urge to throw things, although I haven't quite reached that point yet. But yes, there is a lot of rage there.
That's good. It's good to get your rage out.
Yeah, I would love to be able to get my rage out, but I don't seem quite capable of doing that yet. But I'm getting there. I'm getting slightly better at telling people I'm annoyed at them.
Yeah. What do you say whenever you make these
spoons? Usually, when I'm feeling brave, I am just sort of blunt and to the point and give them my big speech about how, by using that word, they don't really realise what they're saying, how they just think it's a common everyday phrase that everybody uses, but it's not, and it's actually doing terrible things for people with special needs and for people without. And I will give them that speech. And sometimes then they say, fair enough, sorry, I never thought about that way before. And then there are decent people who then don't use that word like that again. But then it's the people, like I said, who listen to my speech and go, fair point, and then continue to use the word.
Yeah.
And then I get very angry.
Can you give me that speech?
I'm never very coherent when I try and do it because, like I say, I always get so angry and worked up at things jumping out in random orders. But basically, the fact that someone walks up to someone else and says, you're being so stupid, you're so retarded, by that, they're sort of, the second I hear that, I immediately think of my brother. So in my mind, they're saying, you're so stupid, you're as stupid as Nuala's brother. And that's what gets me so very, very angry.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's what they don't realise, you know. I mean, the funny thing is, they would never dare to walk up to someone like my brother and call him a retard. But they think it's completely acceptable to do it to everybody else.
Uh-huh.
So...
okay, well, that would make me very angry as well. You're right to be very angry with the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What things in the world make you angry?
Whew. I hate being told to do things I know how to do. This is a real childish thing of mine, but it makes me very, very angry when I know how to do something and someone patronising comes along behind me and starts explaining to me very slowly like I'm an idiot how to do it and completely ignoring the fact that I actually know what I'm doing or how to do it. People who think I need to be told how to do something when it's quite clear I don't.
Yes, that would make me angry.
That gets me angry, yes.
And what do you do? What's your response to those idiots?
Again, like I said, I'm never very good at telling people that they've annoyed me. So a lot of the time I say absolutely nothing, which is not a good response. People will tell me to do something that I was already going to do or already knew how to do. But instead of actually turning around and saying, I knew to do that, or of course I would have done that, you did not need to be so patronizing to say that, I will just bite my lip, get angry, and then do whatever it was in the first place. Uh-huh. But...
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're good at getting angry. I'm glad that you're getting better. The world is full of really bad people, really foolish people. Would you perhaps like to talk to one of the other characters?
Okay.